ABC Radio Australia.
Well, one of the most expensive reef fish in the world is the Napoleon Ross. They can grow up to 2 metres and are worth hundreds of US dollars per kilo in places like Hong Kong and China, where they're seen as a delicacy. In the Pacific, Palau has some pretty healthy stocks of this fish, but there are moves now to lift a ban that's been in place on being able to fish them. It's been in place for 26 years. Supporters want to lift the ban for cultural ceremonies, but opponents argue it could see the fish wind up on high-end dining tables overseas, as Evan Wasuka reports.
For local communities, the 26-year ban means they haven't been able to use the Napoleon wrasse and the bumpet parrotfish in traditional ceremonies such as feasts, funerals and communal events in an entire generation. But it has meant that fish stocks are now healthy, and fishermen like Abraham Osima in Palau's north are calling for an open season.
It's my place now. I can tell you the truth. I can see the number of fish getting more and more, so it's to operate it for certain months, like it's only November and December, for every year, only 2 months, just only for consumption.
The local senator, Kerea Maria, has had their calls, introducing a bill to open up fishing that's now passed Palau's Congress. All it needs is the president, Tommy Remengasau Jr.'s signature to become law.
I think we've done our part in the Congress, and we pass it on to the president, so now it's the president to start. But it was a request from the original request from the fishermen.
If signed on, fishing will be allowed for 2 months of the year and only for personal consumption. But there's strong opposition. Christina Hepburn is a Canadian diver living in Palau, and she's petitioning the president to reject the bill.
The feeling here from the people I have spoken with is that there is no catch limit stipulated in the bill, and which opens up the doors for anyone who want to fish for the Napoleon wrasse and the bumphead parrotfish.
And others are concerned that loopholes within the bill would open the door to the fish that's caught actually being exported to Asian markets. Dr. Yvonne Sardovi from the University of Hong Kong is an expert on the Napoleon wrasse.
The way the bill is worded, allowing a whole range of people to actually fish it with really not good controls on the possibility of export, etc., I think there are massive loopholes that could potentially be abused. So in principle, I would support traditional use, but without limits, without a quota, I think there is potential, great potential for abuse.
But officials like Yim Nang Golbu from the Palau International Coral Reef Center are backing the bill.
2 months and non-commercial, I don't think there's going to be a lot of impact. And we're doing the survey, so if there is, we will see.
But Ms. Hepburn isn't convinced that officials would be able to enforce the law and monitor fish stocks.
Like many places in the world, I don't think Palau is exempt to the fact that it can't be policed 24 hours a day and the manpower that it would take to do that.
In Hong Kong and China, the Napoleon wrasse is seen as a delicacy. It has a reputation as being the most expensive reef fish in the world and can fetch several hundred US dollars per kilo. And Dr. Sardovi believes that the strong demand could mean fish from Palau might wind up there illegally if controls aren't in place.
I would worry that anywhere that's open to fishing for any period of time would be at risk of, let's call it, abuse, or at least people who would like to make a lot of money by exporting the species.
As the debate rages, the decision lies with the president. He has three options. He can reject the bill and send it back to Congress. He can sign the bill, making it law, or do nothing at all, in which case on February 18, it automatically becomes law. At this stage, President Remengasau says he wants to do the right thing by going with what the science tells him.
Some kind of a clear decision made, not because of how we feel, but what the science is telling us should be done. So we're kind of leaning towards that position.